Thanks for joining me again on Legacy Game Changers. This is episode 4. I'm your host, Annetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, financial educator, certified money coach, and travel agent. Let me ask you a question. What does Jimi Hendrix, Sonny Bono, Howard Hughes, Abraham Lincoln, Prince, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, and Chadwick Boseman have in common? You have to stay tuned to get the answer. Today I have a guest, Troy Slaffy. Troy, can you come on and tell my audience your background?
Good day. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. Definitely, it's a pleasure speaking with you. And just kind of in a nutshell, I do everything financial. I help people, more importantly, to set up their typical trust, along with the will, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, and making sure that they're able to maintain financial acuity to pass on generational wealth. But what are those things that they have in common, which is a very awesome question. I wasn't sure if I'm going to answer that now or wait.
Oh, you can answer now. I was just very asking you. So other than being celebrities, what do they have in common?
Well, what they all have in common is when they passed on, none of them had done the typical estate planning. None of them had done their will, their power of attorney, their financial power of attorney, their healthcare proxy, and none of them had a typical trust done.
So what happens when a person do not handle all that?
Well, you actually go into what's called probate, and that puts you in a position where now you have to go to the court system and request to put yourself in position to be the purveyor of the estate.
So, I remember when they were saying James Brown, his family left him on ice for like 2-3 months before they figured out his estate. Because he didn't have a will?
Yes, and what you'll find is most of the time there's internal fighting within the family that creates that long-term thing of, hey, well, who's going to oversee the estate, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so did you have to tell them in advance who do you want to be in control of your, if you pass, who's going to be in control of your estate?
Yes, and that's one of the major key factors that most people don't realize is 10 out of 10 people will be born. 10 out of 10 people will die. It's an inevitable process of life. But having your items in order, it stops internal fighting within the family. And if I could, I'd just share with you a quick story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother had our grandfather living with us when we were much younger. He passed on, but at the end of his life, once he passed on, her siblings came down to the house and took all of the different things that my grandfather had left, all his material items. And I didn't realize for about 10 years that my mother was really hurt by that because there was no will in place, they ended up not agreeing financially as to what was left and who would be responsible for maintaining those items. So my grandfather was an auto mechanic and, you know, he worked for GMAC. So, of course, he had a lot of tools. But then on top of it, you know, he had a pearl-handled gun. There was a lot of different things that he had that was more sentimental value because my mother didn't care about any financial issue. It's the fact that all the memorabilia that she would have had to just remember her father by was all taken by her brothers and sisters. And instead of arguing, she was the type that she just let it go. And it hurt her to her heart because she's the one who always did the cookout. She's always the one who did the Easter and, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and, you know, just all those things. My mother took care of every last one of her siblings' children at one particular point. And so for them to take everything, it just hurt her. And it's funny because 10 years later, had 10 years had passed before we realized that she had not even taken part in any of those activities thereafter until she kind of reconciled within herself.
And I know a lot of times people do fight over needless stuff when somebody's passed. I've heard of cases where even, like you said, different relatives that had nothing to do with the person while they were living decided that they were entitled to something. So how do we stop people from doing that?
Well, how we do that is by, you know, we protect and serve people with two different levels of protection. One being having the ability to do your typical estate planning. So that's super amazing because not only do we do the will, not only do we do the medical power of attorney, not only do we do the financial power of attorney and the basic trust as well for minor children, because I know like when my aunt passed on, she didn't have a will in place. And it, once again, here goes this inbreeding and fighting over who gets the children. Well, everybody knew that my mother was the one who always took care of all the children in the family. But, you know, one of my aunts decided that she was going to take, you know, take them as well. And it was really about the money being received from the state for the children, not about the welfare of the children. And, you know, it's a shame because many things happen. I've heard stories of children being raped or molested or, you know, just taken advantage of in many different ways, whether it be physical or emotional, because the parent did not leave the estate planning done properly. So what we do is we help people to do those different things, and then we also help them protect themselves from identity theft, because that's one of the major fastest growing crimes in the nation. Just imagine you pass away and someone else is able to now cash in on the life insurance policy, or, you know, just able to get access to the estate because something has been stolen from the level of identity theft, whether it be because of the children's identity being compromised or whether it was yours and you're the one who passed away. It's crazy what's happening. People have had their 401ks cashed in. People have had, you know, Social Security benefit being taken. People have had circumstances where they owned houses that they had no idea. And now it falls into probate because of not having the will, the power of attorney, the healthcare proxy, the financial power of attorney, and the typical trust in place.
Great. We have to take a short commercial break, but we'll be right back with more estate planning. Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
This is Lynetta Rogers again with Legacy Game Changer, and I'm talking to Troy about the importance of estate planning. Troy, you said that people are fighting over their loved ones' product and estates, and they're not preparing themselves.
Yeah, you know, I know you've heard the saying, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Well, one of the other things, I add an extra P, prior proper preparation prevents poor performance. You have to do it before. You know, when we look at someone as recent as Mr. Chadwick Boseman, like I think many of us are super proud of what he did and the legacy that he left through filming the Black Panther and many other different films that he was in. But Black Panther took him to a whole nother stratosphere. Well, just imagine, you know, if you were his wife, him having passed on, and now you have to go down to the court to now ask to be the administrator of the estate. Like, why do I need to go to a court? Many things which you'll find is many other families have passed on wealth and generational wealth without having to go to the courts because they had proper things in place. So one of the books that I always recommend is What Would the Rockefellers Do? Because it talks about the financial acuity piece of understanding how to set your things in proper order. And the main thing is having your will in place.
So is estate planning expensive?
It's not. No, it's not expensive. You have to search for someone who is proficient in the area. And so that's why I myself am here. Once again, my name is Troy Slaffy. I maintain a health and life license, and I'm a financial coach. I have my degree in accounting since 2001, and I've been a mortgage broker since 1996. So I've been in the financial world for years, helping people navigate through the economic challenges that confronts them on a daily basis.
But do you think most people problem is they don't have the knowledge, or they just don't take action?
It's twofold. One, most people, when they think of having a will in place, they think that it's about them dying. And it has nothing to do with death. It has to do everything with life. I have a friend that his mother and his grandmother went to church, and the pastor had COVID-19. Well, what happens in that regard? Well, now, if they did not have the medical power of attorney in place, then the doctors now can, for the most part, do what they want, because if she couldn't speak for herself, because she was incapacitated, or, you know, she was just out, then they can now do different things like utilizing experimental drugs. But because they had the medical power of attorney in place, what they end up doing is they wanted to use an experimental drug on her. And he said, no, my mother doesn't want to be an experiment. That is not of interest to us. And they were able to use the basic everyday treatments for what she was dealing with. And she's just recently getting out of hospital. It's been about 8 weeks, but his mother recovered well. And his 97-year-old grandmother was able to recover as well. Now, here's what's funny, because he had the power of attorney for his mother. His mother had the power of attorney for the grandmother. But because he has a service in place that allows for him to gain access to top-rated attorney firms in his state, for very low cost, he was able to get the attorneys to step in and make him the actual power of attorney, medical power of attorney for the grandmother as well, because both of them end up in the hospital. And most people check their checkbook before they check their rights. So they're thinking, you know, with wills can run you anywhere from $500 up to $6,000 for just the basic typical estate planning, depending upon your financial wherewithal and what state you live in. We're able to help people because of a collective bargaining power to have those things done very inexpensive. So number one, it normally is because of cost, but then two, because they think that it's about dying, and it has nothing to do about dying. It has to do with being able to exercise your legal rights.
So what are the top three things that we need to have in order?
First and foremost, definitely you want to have your will, your power of attorney, your healthcare proxy, your financial power of attorney. And you also want to make sure you have the typical trust. and we'll go over what that is momentarily. But then also you want to have life insurance. And then the third thing you need to have is access to attorneys to make sure that your rights are not being violated, because those violation of rights is what put people in bad positioning.
Yeah, I remember when my mother was sick and we had her in a nursing home, and, you know, after the medical insurance reached a certain amount, they gave us one day to put her in another place. And had I not had, but back then it's prepaid legal. Had I not had prepaid legal, then they would have just kept moving her to different locations because we didn't have the funds.
Right. And here's what's real. He who represents himself in court, they consider him to be a fool, because most of us have never studied any form of law. So therefore, we don't know what our legal rights are. So we actually offer, once again, a service by the name of Legal Shield that provides the full service protection in every way, shape, and form. So it covers you from stem to stern in every circumstance. Is it okay? I just mentioned one more thing.
Yes.
I had a young lady that actually had her life insurance in place, but she did not have the typical estate planning done. And that's one key thing, the typical trust done. What happens is if you don't have a standard trust in place and you have minor children and you pass away, they literally have to wait till age 18 to even access any funds. And so that's one key thing to make sure that the children are protected upon you passing away, is making sure that typical trust is done within all of that. And it comes, the beautiful thing is we offer it within that entire service package within Legal Shield. So I wanted to make sure that was highlighted as well.
Great. Troy, can you tell people how to get in touch with you?
Yes, two different ways. One, via phone, 215-432-9434. Once again, that's 215-432-9434. And also, I can be reached via email, which is just troyslaffy@gmail.com. And I'll spell that T-R-O-Y. Slaffy is S as in Sam, L-A, F as in Frank. F as in Frank again, E as in Edward, Y as in Yankee, @gmail.com.
I'm your host, Annetta Rogers. Email me at legacygamechangers@gmail.com. You can go to my website, www.legacygamechangers.com. And my number is 443-906-3882. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and stay tuned for next week's episode.